Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
The idea was we'd make 1,000 copies on DVD, get in a car and drive around small cinemas in Ireland and play gigs and play the film and hopefully sell enough DVDs to pay for the cost of the film. We never really thought that it would go anywhere other than basically Dublin.
The film once may be a little movie that could, but it's also a modern musical that brought the two songwriters of the swell season some unexpected big screen attention. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Glenn Hansard is known mainly for his work fronting the Irish band The Frames. And chances are you don't know Czech singer and songwriter Markéta Irglova. But the film Once is changing all that. And it's come as a surprise to the lead actors more than anyone. Together, they recorded an album as the swell season last year. And the songs ended up fitting the mold of a script from writer-director and former Frames member John Carney. But acting was as far-fetched a thought as the Sundance Film Festival for the two musicians. And during an interview with FUV's Claudia Marshall, Glenn took the lead explaining how both became reality.
John Carney was originally the bass player in my band, The Frames. And all through the years, he was always saying to me, I'd love to do something, get involved with the band, make a video, somehow. And he came to me about 2 years ago and he said, look, I have an idea for a film called Busker. And it was a kind of 20-page outline of a story. And so I basically gave him a few tales, told him a few sort of funny things that end up in the film. And he had Cillian Murphy playing the part of the busker, and he asked me to write the songs. And I was really excited, because as a songwriter, that's the greatest compliment you can get, to be given the chance to write all the songs for a film. So I sat down and started kind of going through ideas, and he came to me a couple of weeks later, what have you got? I gave him some songs, he really liked a few of them. And he was like, who's the girl on the songs? And I said, well, this is my friend Mar from the Czech Republic. He says, because I'm having real trouble casting the woman, can I meet her? And so I called Mar and I was like, do you want to be in a film with Cillian Murphy? And she was like, no way. And so she came over to Dublin. And so John saw the two of us play, fell in love with Mar straight away, thought she was brilliant. Filmed the two of us playing and then brought the videotape of that to Cillian and to producers and said, so there's Glenn and Mar. And they make this music together. Now, take Glenn away and put in Cillian. And how does it feel and how does it look? And Cillian saw it and Cillian was like, you know, I really don't think that I could do it as good as him. So, if you ever want something and you call, then I'll come running to fight. And I'll be at your door. There's no one worth running for. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point trying to change it. When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point even talking. See?
Actually, you made the whole film and you just didn't like see it until it was actually showing at a film festival.
I can't even
imagine what that must have been
it
like.
It was very terrifying. Because basically, we shot all these songs and we thought he'd edit them down to nothing. And then about halfway through the edit, John announced to us, oh, by the way, it's a musical. And we were like, what? He says, yeah, it's a musical and I'm leaving all the songs in their entirety. It was like, oh, Jesus, don't do that. Please don't do that. Because you're just going to bore people. You know, people can't sit through 9 full songs. And he was like, well, they will. And I hope that I'll edit it in such a way that it'll work. So when we saw it in Galway, we were terrified because I was just thinking, every song that come on, when it come into verse 2, I was like, oh, Jesus, no, here we go. Oh, no. You know, and you could feel people shifting in their seats. And it's like, okay, is everybody getting bored? And afterwards, people's reaction was so good that it was like, fair play to them.
Take their sinking boat and pour it home. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice. You've made it now.
The Swell Season, performing a song from the film Once called Falling Slowly. To hear the complete interview and more, check out the online archives at WFUV.org.